in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 22, 7 and 22, Deuteronomy. Being a good place to be this morning. Thankful that I'm in the Lord's army this morning. I love that song the kids sing. If you're in the Lord's army, you're on the winning side this morning. It might look out here in this world and might look like the world's winning, the devil's winning, but the war's already been won and the victory's already been accomplished. And we've got a home in heaven this morning. Praise His high and holy name. I'm going to back up there that verse 21. I love that verse 21. And it says, "Thou shalt not be affrighted at them." I thought they was the Lord through Moses was telling the children of Israel, talking about those giants up there in those Hittite nations, "Thou shalt not be affrighted at them. For the Lord thy God is among you." He's among you. He'd been there with them for 40 years there in the wilderness. Their shoes never did wear out. Their clothes never did wear out. They never did get thirsty or hungry there in the wilderness. God provided for them every day there for 40 years. And I thought we live in a troublesome world this morning. It's troublesome. It's easy to watch the news and just get depressed. It's easy to look out here in this world and see no hope. But look at verse 21. "Thou shalt not be affrighted at them." We ain't got nothing to be afraid of. If we've got Jesus in our heart this morning, we've already got the victory. The Lord thy God is among you. He's among us this morning. He's not left us. He's not forsaken us. He's still on the throne. He's still got all power this morning. And look at that. He's a mighty God. He's not a little g God. He's not a wimpy God. But He's a mighty God this morning. He don't have some power. He's got all power over heaven and earth. And terrible, which means He's awesome. He's great. He's above and beyond this morning. What a God we serve. There in verse 22 it says, "And the Lord thy God will put out these nations before thee. By little and little, thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon thee." Now, the Lord through Moses was telling the children of Israel, now when y'all go up there into the promised land, into that land that floweth with milk and honey, He said, I'm going to destroy these Hittite nations, but not all at once, but little by little. He said, "Unless the beast of the field increase upon you." He said, do you see, if he'd have killed all them Hittite nations at once, they wasn't enough of the children of Israel to go up there and tend to the land and take care of all the crops, if the beast would have overtook it and destroyed a lot of it. So he said, by little, but again, I believe this is allegoric for us today. Do you see that promised land? It's allegoric for us living that victorious Christian life. And we don't, you know, we get born again and we get saved and come alive in the Lord Jesus Christ, but we don't mature overnight. We're just babes in Christ, and it takes a while to mature, little by little. Little by little we grow and we mature in this thing. And now I believe we're either maturing and growing and getting closer to God, or we're backsliding. I don't think there's a resting place. I don't think there's a park bench where we can sit down and say, "Lord, I'm just going to hang around here for a while." We're either going to get close to God or we're going to backslide, drift away from God. There's no in between. And this beast of the field, it's allegoric for our pride. You go over in I think it's 3rd chapter or 2nd Timothy, and he gives the qualifications of a bishop, which is a pastor, I believe. And one of those qualifications of a bishop, he can't be a novice. A novice is a beginner or a young convert. He said, "Lest they be lifted up in pride." Lest they be lifted up in pride. So if we could come to an old-fashioned altar and get saved and get born again and come up off that altar a mature, grown Christian, pride would overtake us. We think we've done it all by ourselves. So it takes a little bit at a time. We grow and we mature. And that way we realize it's not us, but it's God. It's not us that can live right, but it's God that can live right through us. It's not us that can forgive and forgive people and let things go, but it's God working in us and through us and by us. We can't do nothing in and of ourselves, but we can do all things through the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And in verse 23 says, "But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed." And for Israel, it was those Hittite nations up there. But for us, it's those things that hinder us. It's those little sins that does so easily beset us. It's those things in this whole carnal nature, those infirmities of our flesh that hinder us from drawing nigh to God. And we've all got them. We've all got those shortcomings, and we've all got those infirmities in our flesh that we struggle with day in and day out. We want to draw nigh to God. As Paul said in the 7th chapter of Romans, what I would do, I don't do. What I wouldn't do, I find myself doing. What we would do good all the time, but we find ourselves struggling within the infirmities of our flesh. He said, "But the Lord shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed." Do you see? There's a lot. There's some 50-year-old babies in this thing. These people have been on the way 50 years. They're still just little babes. They never growed. They've never matured because they got in a place and they was content to dwell there. Well, I'll go to church two or three times a week and that's enough. No, we got to mature. We got to grow. We're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service this morning. So we should continually give areas of our life over unto the Lord. Continually mature. And we can. Do you see what the Scripture said? He shall deliver. He can deliver. It's not that we can't mature. It's not that we can't get more areas of our life over into the Lord. It's that we're drawn away of our own lust. It's that desire. Do you see? We can mature and we can grow. "And he shall deliver their kings into thine hand. And thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou have destroyed them." Thou have destroyed them. And do you see what's we ain't no match for this enemy. We ain't even no match for this old flesh of ours. But greater is he that is in us. And we can draw from the well. We can draw from the rock, which is Jesus, this morning. And we can grow. And we can mature. And we can overcome those weaknesses in our flesh, I believe. He said, "And the graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein." Then listen to this. "For it is an abomination to the Lord." These graven images, those little G gods that those Hittite nations served, and they would build up these images. Baal was the god of, they called him the god of prosperity. They believed Baal controlled the wind and the rain, and they would bow and kneel before Baal, hoping Baal would prosper their crops, bring the rain and bring the sunshine, and they would kneel before this god of prosperity, hoping that they would prosper in this life. Do you see, this was an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. He hated it. We don't put our trust in the things of this world. We put our trust in God. We don't put our hope in the things of this world. We put our hope in God this morning. And to put our hope in things of this life and of this world, do you see, it goes against everything God stands for. As I've been saying, these little G gods, they ain't went away. They've changed and they've transformed themselves, but the same old graven images was back there in Canaan's land is right in our society today. And there's no temptation that is such as common among man. There's no other temptation such as common among man. The same old temptations. Pride, arrogance, sex, money, prosperity, the same old temptations, same old little G gods, and we got to be careful. There's nothing wrong with having a job and having things out here in the world, but them things can't become before God. Do you see what he said? It's an abomination. The graven images of their God shall ye burn with fire. Don't have nothing to do with it. We don't depend on our... it's good to have a job, but we don't depend on that job. We depend on the Lord. It's good to have a home, but we don't put our hope in that home. We put it in the Lord. Amen. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house. Listen to that. These graven images, God despised it. He despised it because people was putting their hope in those things instead of in Him. And He's the only one that can deliver us. He's the only one that can help us. When the doctor can go no further, Jesus can go further. When death's door knocks at our door, the only one can help us is Jesus. We can have all the money in the world. It won't do us no good. We can have the biggest home. We can have everything in the world. But if we don't know Jesus, there ain't nothing else can help us when death's door knocks our way. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. Do you see that when y'all go up there in Canaan's land, don't y'all even bring any of the gold or the silver, not even none of the rocks or the dirt or anything off of those graven images into your house. Don't have nothing to do with none of it. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into that house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it. Thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. And anything now, anything we put in our hope in other than Jesus, do you see, nothing wrong with these things. But Jesus has to be first and foremost. We've got to put these things can't help us or deliver, but Jesus can this morning. Oh, praise His high name.